Welcome to Upfront Trading's podcast. We break down tough topics and, give you some ideas you can use right away. We're going to tackle something today that can really make or break your work life, and that's perception.
You know what they say, perception is reality, right? That can be really true, especially at work.
Okay, so let's unpack this. I think, you know, we all have a pretty basic understanding of perception, like how we see the world and make sense of things. But how does that actually like play out in the workplace, and why is it so important?
Okay, so think of it like this. Every interaction that you have at work, from a quick chat at the coffee machine to a big presentation you're giving, it's all filtered through this lens of perception. So your boss, your colleagues, even the clients that you interact with, everyone is forming opinions about you based on how they perceive you.
And I think those perceptions can have a real impact. It's not just about, you know, feeling good or bad. It can affect things like promotions or project assignments, even your overall job satisfaction.
Exactly. It's like this, you know, invisible force that is constantly shaping your work experience. And the thing is, most people aren't even aware of how much perception influences their daily interactions and ultimately their careers.
So in this episode, we're going to pull back the curtain and kind of shed some light on this often overlooked aspect of work life. We'll explore why understanding perception is so crucial, how you can cultivate a positive perception of yourself, and how to navigate those tricky situations where perceptions might not align with reality. Because, let's be honest, we've all had those head-scratching moments where we're left wondering, wait, what just happened?
Absolutely. And I have just the story to illustrate that point. It's about a CPA named Joe who unexpectedly gets pegged as the media guy by a C-suite exec. Right. And it all happened because of perception.
Okay, Joe's story. I am intrigued. But before we jump into that, can we maybe take a step back and clarify something?
Yeah.
We keep talking about perception, but how is that different from reality? Is there even such a thing as objective reality when everyone's walking around with their own unique perspective?
That's a great question, and one that philosophers have been debating for centuries. But for our purposes, let's think of reality as what exists out there, regardless of how we perceive it. You know, the ground truth, the facts on the ground, whether we see them clearly or not.
So it's like there's this real world happening all around us, and then we each have our own internal model of it shaped by our perceptions. And those models can be quite different, can't they?
Precisely. And that's where things can get interesting, especially at work. Because while we're all operating within the same company, the same projects, the same overall environment, our individual perceptions can create wildly different experiences.
Which brings us back to Joe, our unsuspecting CPA. What exactly happened to him?
Well, picture this. Joe is a numbers guy through and through. He loves crunching data, creating spreadsheets, making sure everything balances perfectly. And he's really good at it. He's working on a product development team, supporting them with his financial expertise.
Right. So far, so good. Classic CPA working behind the scenes, making sure the numbers add up. What throws a wrench into this picture?
One day, he gets called into a meeting with a high-level executive and a team from a media vendor. Now, this meeting is all about advertising, marketing, rebranding. Definitely not Joe's area of expertise.
I can see where this is going.
Right. Joe's probably thinking, why am I even here?
Yeah.
But he's a team player, so he sits there, listens politely, takes some notes. Then here's where it gets really interesting. At the end of the meeting, the executive points to Joe and tells the vendor to contact him with any questions or ideas for the new marketing plan.
Wait, what? The executive tells the media vendor to contact the CPA about marketing. That does not make any sense.
Exactly. And poor Joe is just bewildered. He's thinking, did I miss something? Do they know I'm an accountant? I haven't said a word this whole meeting.
So what do you think happened there? Why would the executive single him out like that, knowing his background was in accounting?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's a perfect example of how perception can have a huge impact in the workplace.
I'm dying to know what caused this misperception, but I guess we'll have to wait for part two to find out, right?
Right. But in the meantime, start thinking about what you would have done in Joe's shoes and how we can avoid these types of situations. So we left off with poor Joe, our CPA, being mistaken for the marketing guru. It's a perfect example of how perceptions, even if they're inaccurate, can have a big impact on our work lives.
It really makes you wonder what went through that executive's mind.
Right.
Like, what could have possibly led to that misidentification? I mean, was it something Joe did, or was it more on the executive side?
That's the thing about perception. It's often a combination of factors. Maybe Joe, you know, had a particularly confident air about him, or perhaps he was dressed in a way that the executive associated with, you know, a creative marketing type, or it could have been something as simple as the executive being distracted and just not paying close attention to Joe's role on the team.
It's like we all have these mental shortcuts, these assumptions we make about people based on very limited information.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes those assumptions can lead to, you know, these kinds of misunderstandings.
Yeah.
But okay, let's say Joe wants to correct this misperception. Should he just march into the executive's office and say, hey, I'm actually an accountant?
Well, that's one approach, but it might not be the most effective. Remember, perception is a powerful force, and it takes time and effort to shift it. Instead of, like, directly confronting the executive, Joe could try a more subtle approach.
Okay, so what would that look like?
It's all about strategic positioning. Joe could start by finding opportunities to casually mention his accounting background in relevant conversations. For example, if someone brings up a marketing campaign, he could say something like, from a financial perspective, I think that's a smart move because that way he's subtly reminding people of his expertise without being confrontational.
That's a clever way to kind of weave it into those everyday interactions. He's not explicitly correcting the executive, but he's planting those seeds of, hey, I'm actually the numbers guy. It's like a gentle nudge in the right direction.
Exactly. And the key here is consistency. The more Joe can demonstrate his accounting skills and knowledge in various settings, the more likely people are to associate him with that expertise. It's about building a reputation that aligns with his true capabilities.
So it's not about putting on a fake persona, but about being strategic and intentional about how he presents himself. It's about finding those opportunities to let his true expertise shine through.
Exactly. And this brings up a really important point. Joe's story is a bit of an extreme example, but these kinds of perception gaps happen all the time in the workplace, even in more subtle ways. We might be underestimated or pigeonholed into certain roles or overlooked for opportunities because of how people perceive us.
So what you're saying is that managing perception is an ongoing process. It's not just about fixing a specific misperception, but about actively shaping how people see us over time.
Exactly. It's like building a brand, but the brand is you. And just like with any successful brand, it requires a clear understanding of your strengths, your target audience, and the message you want to convey.
Okay, I like that analogy. We're not just passively letting perceptions happen to us. We're actively taking control of how we're perceived. But how do we do that? I mean, where do we even begin?
Well, it starts with self-awareness. You need to have a clear understanding of your own strengths and weaknesses, your values, and what you want to be known for. Once you have that foundation, you can start thinking about how to project that image in your workplace interactions.
So it's about introspection first, right? Figuring out what makes you you, and then how does that translate into action? What are some concrete steps we can take to cultivate a positive perception?
It's a combination of things, from the way you dress and carry yourself to how you communicate and interact with others.
Okay, so first impressions matter, right? We've all heard that you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Absolutely. Those initial interactions are crucial. You want to project confidence, competence, and enthusiasm. That means being punctual, dressing appropriately for the workplace culture, and showing a genuine interest in the people you meet.
So nailing that first meeting, that first project, those early interactions, that sets the stage for how people see you going forward.
Exactly. But it doesn't stop there. Maintaining a professional demeanor is crucial for cultivating a positive perception over time. This includes being respectful of colleagues, being reliable, meeting deadlines, and communicating effectively.
It's like you're building a track record of consistency, demonstrating that you're someone people can count on.
Right. And beyond the basics of professionalism, there are some other powerful strategies you can use to enhance your perception at work.
Okay, I'm all ears. What are some of these perception-boosting strategies? So we're talking about strategies to boost perception. What else can we do besides making a good first impression and maintaining professionalism?
Well, one often overlooked strategy is just the power of appreciation. Showing genuine appreciation for your colleagues' work, their contributions, even their simple acts of kindness can go a long way.
Yeah, it's like you're actively creating a more positive and supportive work environment. You're not just focused on your own image, but also on, you know, how you lift up those around you.
Precisely. And that ties into another crucial element, empathy. Taking the time to understand your colleagues' perspectives, their challenges, their goals, even if you don't always agree with them, can make a huge difference in how you're perceived.
Yeah. It's about building those genuine connections, showing that you care about your colleagues as individuals, not just as coworkers. I can see how that would create a much more positive perception.
Absolutely. And remember, we're all human rights. We make mistakes, we have bad days, and we're constantly learning and growing. Being open to feedback, both positive and constructive, is essential for personal and professional development, and it shows others you're willing to learn and improve.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's not always easy to receive criticism, even if it's well-intentioned. Any advice on how to handle that gracefully?
It's about shifting your mindset. Instead of seeing feedback as a personal attack, view it as an opportunity for growth. When someone offers constructive criticism, thank them for their input, ask clarifying questions to ensure you understand their perspective, and then use that feedback to make positive changes.
So it's about being proactive, showing that you're taking their feedback seriously and using it to improve.
Right. Now, while it's crucial to cultivate a positive perception, it's equally important to understand what can lead to negative perceptions and how to avoid those pitfalls.
Because even with the best intentions, things can sometimes go wrong. What are some common things that can create those negative perceptions in the workplace?
It can be a combination of factors from both employees and employers. On the employee side, things like gossiping, negativity, not being a team player, or, you know, consistently failing to meet expectations can all contribute to a negative perception.
So basically, actions that erode trust and create a less than ideal work environment.
What about from the employer's perspective? What contributes to those negative perceptions from that angle?
Employers can sometimes contribute to negative perceptions without even realizing it. Things like a lack of transparency, poor communication, favoritism, or failing to address concerns can breed negativity among employees.
It's like a domino effect. If the workplace culture doesn't foster trust and respect, those negative perceptions can quickly take root and spread. What are some consequences of letting those negative perceptions fester in a workplace?
Well, the impact can be significant. When employees feel undervalued or unheard, it leads to a lack of trust and loyalty. Productivity plummets, morale takes a nosedive, and you start seeing a revolving door of employees leaving for greener pastures.
Ouch, that sounds like a recipe for disaster. So what can employers do to create a more positive and supportive environment where those negative perceptions are less likely to arise in the first place? It all starts with fostering a positive culture. Employers need to encourage open communication where employees feel comfortable voicing their concerns. They should actively solicit feedback and demonstrate that they're listening and willing to make changes.
So it's not just about talking the talk, but walking the walk. Taking concrete actions to address employee concerns and create a workplace where everyone feels valued and respected.
Exactly. And it's not just about being nice. It's about promoting fairness, equal treatment, and respect for diversity. Creating an environment where everyone feels safe, included, and empowered to do their best work.
This has been such a fascinating look at the power of perception in the workplace. If we circle back to where we started, it seems like understanding perception is about so much more than just individual quirks or misinterpretations. It's really about recognizing how our own perceptions and the perceptions of others really shape the reality of our workplace experiences.
Absolutely. And the more we understand these dynamics, the better equipped we are to navigate those complexities of the workplace, build stronger relationships, and create a more positive and productive environment for everyone.
I hope our listeners will take these insights to heart and consider how understanding perception can help them navigate their own work lives more effectively. Think about it. How might your own perceptions and the perceptions of those around you be influencing your workplace reality? Food for thought. Thanks for joining us for another thought-provoking episode of Upfront Trading's podcast. We'll see you next time.